ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lock by Lawrie Wyman and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. We all take a chance in life. Some of us win, most of us lose. Take Captain Povey, who picked on Ramona in Life's Lottery for a Wife. He lost. Oh, boy, did he lose. Of course, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips passed his navigation exam by answering the right question in the wrong place, so he won. But the Navy lost. The smart ones of this world, like the Pertwees, don't believe in leaving things to chance. For a start, they outnumber us, so when two of them gang up on us, like the Chief and his Uncle Ebenezer, who runs the Ebenezer War Surplus Emporium in Gosport High Street, everybody else has certainly had it.
Shop! Anyone at home? Shop! Let's be having you. Cash customer waiting.
Coming, sir, coming.
Well, hurry up then, or I'll take the valuable custom elsewhere.
So sorry to keep you waiting, sir. John Z, what do you want?
Well, you sent for me, you audible, airy old goat.
Did I? Now, what would that be? Where's me fiddle book?
In the safe, as usual, I hope.
Oh, yeah, cool. Oi, Myrtle!
I'm just painting my cuticle.
Pardon?
I'm doing them soft eyed silver. Well, it's all a rave up, isn't it? I mean, I'm a skinhead, ain't I?
I don't care if you're flaming bald. Come out here with me, Bill.
Yeah, you haven't given her the key to the safe, have you?
Not likely. She don't need it. Picks a lock like a good one, she does. She's one of the family, all right.
Here you are. Can't a girl have a rest?
Ian, never mention that word arrest in this shop.
I keep warning her to watch her language.
You shouldn't have to, seeing as she's your niece.
Dear, the frogging at the Palais. Why do you keep on calling me his niece? I'm your sister.
Well, one has one's reasons. Look, if at any time we should be apprehended, nicked by the Rosses, I'd tell them that you're Nunky's niece, and by the time they've worked out that makes you my sister, I'm miles away.
Oh, Tar, well, you two get on with your fiddling, and I'll get back to buffing up my cuticles.
I do wish he'd stop saying that.
Yeah, well, never mind her. Let's get down to business.
Right.
Now then, Johnson boy.
Yep.
Troutbridge is taking part in this fleet initiative test next Thursday.
That's right. We're the last ones to take it. Now leave it to us, Nunky. We'll win it with our anchors tied behind our stern.
You better not. I've been making a book, and the destroyer makepiece is favourite, so I shortened the odds. And up to now, makepiece is ahead by 5 hours.
Well, what odds have we got then?
100-1, and the old dockyard is on you, so you better not win.
Nunky! Are you trying to connobble me? An honest metler of the Queen's regal float about? Service which has been known throughout the steaming world as the pride of the brainy ever since the days of Lord Nelson and time immoral? How dare you insult the flag by suggesting that I'd make sure that Troutbridge loses the contest for paltry personal gain? And how much is there in it for me?
A fiver.
Ah, forget it. I've got a tenner on Troutbridge to win with Honest Darrell, the punter's friend.
You rotten, double-dealing twister.
Well, I can't mess about here. I've got to get back to the ship. Kamara Murray and Mr. Phillips will have picked up the first clue of the initiative test from Captain Povey by now.
Sure,
blow your honorable luck, Monkey. Take it from me. This time you're on a loser.
Who is without?
It's me, Commander Murray. Can I come into the wardroom?
Here, by all means, enter unto me and partake of the conviviality and comradeship that lies within these 14 walls.
just one nautical moment, Padre. We do have our rights, you know. For the captain to enter the wardroom, it has to be a unanimous decision of all the officers, and lovable Leslie hasn't decided yet.
Look, come now, Mr. Phillips, we can't.
Oh, look here, you chaps. I haven't. Just a minute. We haven't decided whether to invite you in yet.
Oh, stop mucking about. There isn't time for all this nonsense. In any case, I'm exercising my captain's prerogative.
Oh, nasty.
Can be, very. Well, I've just got the rules for the initiative test from Captain Povey.
Gosh, I'm so excited about this initiative test. I mean, to think that Troutbridge has been chosen to take part, and I have been selected to be the navigation officer who will steer her into port. The victor. I've never felt so proud. I may even faint.
There isn't time. Get your smelling salts. We've got to go.
Well, we all have to go sometime.
Padre, this is no time to talk shop. We're due to start at dusk.
Golly, how exciting. Where's the chief? He ought to be up here now to hear about this.
Well, if I know Pertwee, he already has. In any case, I've sent for him. Now then, rule number one.
Beg your pardon, of course, gentlemen. I went to an urgent family matter. I was kept. I said it with the waitress to say as he burnt the cake, so into the arrow in his eye. I've been caught absentum nauseous.
Been to evening classes again. Well, never mind that now. I'm about to explain the rules of this initiative test. Rule number one. Before putting to sea, the ship's company must obtain one pair of ladies' lock-knit double winciette, fully reinforced, pale pink bloomers.
I say, that's a bit strong.
Exactly, Padre. That's why they're reinforced.
What are bloomers?
They are, Mr. Phillips, what is known by the ladies as the unmentionable.
Oh, well, that's it then. We've had it.
What are you talking about?
Well, what chance have we got of knowing what they are when even the ladies won't mention them?
Don't worry about it, Mr. Phillips, sir. I'll explain it to you later, privately.
Yeah, what puzzles me is, if the test doesn't start until dusk when the shops are shut, where are we going to get a pair of these things.
Good point, sir. Good point, but not to panic. I know where the only lady in the area lives who wears such outrageous garments. What's more, I know just where we can get our hands on them.
That's not Big Ben you're winding up, you know. That is the alarm clock Madame Mother gave us on our wedding night.
I'm sorry, my love. I've forgotten your mother's instructions that we mustn't overdo it.
Henry Purvey, don't be coarse. In any case, that alarm clock is a constant reminder to me of the harrowing experience of waiting at the altar for you to turn up at the wedding.
The chain broke on my butt.
I didn't believe your feeble excuses then, and I don't believe them now. I still haven't accepted your apologies for that ludicrous suit you were wearing when you finally did turn up.
But it was brand new, my love.
It was also your father's.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Except that he was 5'4" and you were 6'2". And whilst we're on the subject, don't get any ideas that our honeymoon is still on, merely because I'm removing my Ramona paid-for flannel dressing gown and putting on my mud pack.
Mud pack? I hadn't noticed.
Henry Purvey, that wasn't a bit funny. Turn your head to the wall.
But why, my love? We are married.
Don't argue. I'm not taking any chances with my night attire. There was some coarse conversation in the shop where I purchased them that these woolly pajamas are, in certain light, see-through.
Mm. You'd have to stand in front of a 5,000-watt beacon.
Henry Purvey, wash your mouth out in carbolic at once. Shh. I heard something.
It wasn't me, my love. I didn't move.
No. There's someone in my Ramona paid-for garden. Open the bedroom window while I get my elephant gun.
Yes, yes. I do hope no one's after your watercress.
And don't be cruel. Now get out of my way. Just as I thought. Halt! Or I fire.
What's the matter, my love?
Someone's attempting to pinch my bloomers.
It wasn't me, my love. I didn't move.
I mean off the washing line. Hey, you down there! Leave my Wincyette Watsits alone or I fire!
Sorry, pardon, madam. I'm just taking a shortcut.
Where to?
I don't know. I haven't got there yet.
Miss!
I'm sure I recognize those voices.
I don't care who they are. I don't want their hooves on the Ramona planted herbaceous. Come on out so that I can aim properly. I'm not moving from here until you do.
Commander Murray, sir. What are we going to do?
Well, we can't stay here all night.
Oh, brilliant. Even I had worked that one out.
Apart from that, I, for one, don't wish to be discovered here in daylight holding the evidence.
Shove them in your pocket.
Commander Murray, sir, you can't shove a pair of bloomers this size in your pocket.
Oh, no.
I say, have you noticed? She hasn't moved for the last 10 minutes. I think she's dozed off.
Yeah, she may have done. But as the elephant gun.
There's only one way to find out. We'll make a run for it. Follow me, chaps. Come on, Mr. Phillips. You go over the wall first.
Oh, right, right. Hey, how can I be following you and still go over the wall first? No, wait a minute. She's moved. My pig's gone.
It's not your pig, Mr. Phillips, sir. It's off the wall. Hurry up and get through it and back to the ship before she's got time to reload. What's she got up there, an automatic? That salvo went straight through her bloomers.
Oh, nasty.
I've tumbled.
Yes.
He's got one as well.
Yes.
Run for it!
Phillips, are you sure the ship is pointed towards Calais?
Oh, well, that's it, then. If you think you can do better, you take over.
No. I merely wanted confirmation.
Well, you've got it. So no more backseat driving, please. Sir.
Sorry, pardon?
I mean, I don't attempt to do your job, do I?
I have apologized.
Yes, a little late, perhaps.
I am the captain, you know, in case you've forgotten.
How could I? You're always reminding everybody.
Excuse me, gents all, but will someone tell me which way to go?
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, put the left indicator out. I want to turn right.
What, hey?
No, don't. No, as you were.
As I was. Where was I?
Now, don't quibble. I'm busy. Now, assuming that the wind is up our sou'westers, give or take a couple of quid, provided the nightingale is singing in Berkeley Square, and its hatch is open in mission control, I say that what we need is the old, left hand down a bit.
All that old guff and left hand down a bit it is, sir.
Lost. That's what we are. Hopelessly lost.
I beg your pardon, Commander Murray. Did I hear right? Are you suggesting for one moment that I don't know where we are?
Frankly, yes.
Well, that just goes to show how wrong you can be. I can tell you exactly where we are.
Well, go on, Enfield. Put us out of our miserables. Tell us where we are.
Very well, very well. We're on the bridge aboard Troutbridge.
I knew it. We're lost.
Well, you're not surprised, are you, sir? The minute Captain Povey told us we were to sail to France, I knew Mr. Phillips had had it.
Why?
Well, it's abroad, isn't it?
Oh, yes, of course. Even when he took a paddle boat out on the Serpentine, he couldn't find land.
There was a perfectly simple explanation.
Go on.
I was facing the other way.
From what?
Well, how should I know? It wasn't the way I wanted to go.
You've always got an answer.
There's one he doesn't know, though, sir. Where Calais is.
Oh, yes, I do. It'll be outside the boat. Eventually.
Bridge?
Now, look out here, sir. Leading Seaman Goldstein, Chanting. If you've quite finished chuntering amongst yourselves for a minute, I'd like to get a word in. Fascinating the way they always send us in the opposite direction to Wales, isn't it?
Goldstein?
I mean, if they got to send us to somewhere beginning with a C, it might just as well be Cardiff as Calais.
Goldstein, what?
Of course, now he's over 21 and got his new aunt from Carnarvon Castle, he just might start throwing his weight about and let us steam somewhere decent.
Goldstein,
like
I'm not...
Swansea, for instance. Now, there's a lovely town. Not like none of your foreign muck with stupid names like Calais, which, if anybody's interested, is about 10 feet away on the port side. And as I'm on the starboard side, it's not really my problem, is it?
What?
I'd start commandering if I were you, sir, while there's still time, which, if you ask me, there isn't. Yakida.
Mr. Phillips, quick! Calais on the port bow.
What?
Where?
Who put it there? Stop engines.
Stop engines. Sir.
No, start engines.
No, start engines.
Wrong again,
sir.
Dive.
Hey?
As you were, up a bit.
Up where?
No, not there.
Full ahead sideways, both in reverse.
Too late, everybody down!
Last bit that fell down.
Just a notice that doesn't apply to you, sir.
A notice? What does it say?
Calais welcomes careful drivers.
A mighty thump.
The harbour blocked.
They had to jump.
Phillips had docked.
Oh, yes. They'll remember him well.
If you see what I mean, sir.
Oh, very funny. Well, the French authorities had better not turn oh nasty about it, or I shan't buy my bag of Berfure here. Berfure? Oh, I didn't realize you didn't speak the language, sir. Bullseyes.
Oh.
Yes, I had intended to buy them in their common market, but now I shan't bother.
Well, it might be as well. We seem to have a visitor aboard.
Ooh, oh, it's a French Rosa. It's a French Rosa, sir. Je suis innocent, Rosa. French Rosa. In any case, sir, je wasn't E.T. at the Temps.
Yeah, relax. Relax, Chief. He's not a gendarme. He's a French customs officer.
So what's so relaxing about that?
The harbour blocked, we had to jump, but thought we had docked. Yes, we'll remember you, well.
Catchy little tune, isn't it? Incidentally, how did you get on board?
Simple, monsieur. A moment, I am on sea dock. Next moment, whoop, bang, crash. I'm on your quarter deck, sir.
How very kind.
It's like this, sir, Mr. French Coast Guard gentleman. We're on this sort of exercise thing.
No, we I knew all about that.
Oh, Bon. We've got something for you.
English cigarettes. Chocolat. Or la whiskey.
No, not exactly.
What is it?
Well, pair of ladies unmentionable.
This is a joke, huh?
Not this size, they're not.
No. What a woman. Oh, sacré bleu. Oh, c'est magnifique.
Yes, she is a little on the large side. We had to give these to you in order to get the next clue.
No. Not what?
No. You have misread your instructions. No, you keep them. But I give you this signal from your Captain Poppy. You are to complete the instructions in this signal and to return to Ginsmouth.
Ginsmouth? Portsmouth. Same city, wrong route.
Shall I read the signal, sir?
Yes.
Right. Here, ready? Signal reads, Captain Povey to CO of Troutbridge. Today fly worn pants in air from Town Hall Spire. Then return home.
You're kidding.
That's what it says, sir.
You know what these initiative tests are like, they always send potty messages.
Well, orders are orders, I suppose, but how are you supposed to get Mrs. Povey's Wincyette what's-her-names up there?
Oh, do not worry, monsieur. I will introduce you to the mayor of Calais. He will arrange for you to have the keys to the tunnel attic. You can reach the spa from there.
I say, isn't that nice of him? Do you know, I've changed my mind. I will buy my bag of Berfure over here.
Oh, shut up!
And on behalf of my wife and myself, may I say how very much my town is honored by the emblem of esteem that you have just placed on the spire on behalf of the Royal Navy. Shortly, we will all go out to admire it.
I don't know if that's such a good idea. It's a cold night.
And it would look much better in daylight.
Officer, we've gone.
Hey, Chief, you've gone already.
Hello, Commander. Hello, Commander Morris. Have another lovely time, will you?
Yes, and obviously you've had an even lovelier one.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I've been down in the servant squatters, mentioning the Entente Cordiale. Yeah. With the accent on the on top.
Yeah, well, whatever you were drinking, it wasn't a cordial.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Phillips. Go to the top of the class, Mr. Phillips. Pardon? Who are you?
Oh, dear, it's going to be a big un.
Yeah, just a minute. I know, you're Commander Manda. Welcome to the party, sir. Let's go and have a quick one.
An idea splendid. Let us go outside, huh? And have a quick look at the flying emblem.
Not quite what the chief had in mind.
I know what I've got in mind. The old mayor's daughter.
Bonjour, the little blondie.
Well, how kind. I wouldn't mind chancing my bond with you any time. Cool.
Naughty. Naughty.
Not yet, but I may be.
Oh, Lord, it's just not my day. First a grogger, now a smogger.
I spear. I've got an idea. Here, why don't we all grab a drink and go outside and sing both our national anthem to Mrs. Povey's
emblem.
I've never heard them call that before.
Never mind. And if you don't want to be marched into my cabin with your cap off tomorrow morning, you better turn teetotal quick.
Spall. That's your attitude, sir, I shall have to go and talk to the other prince.
Mr. Phillips. Je say, Yvette. Je has an idea.
Naughty, naughty. Blondie.
No. Jo was wondering if Boo would like to,
Don't be shy, Blondie. You tell Petite Yvette what it is you're wondering.
Well, I was wondering if Vu would care to have another Berfure for Mon Bag.
Pardonnez-vous?
Mon Bag.
How dare you call me votre bag?
Oh!
English pig! Make no mistake, when you want us to vote in your common market, ah oui, I can remember you well. Bon soir!
She hit me round the face. funny lady.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, Yvette? I mean, sir?
Don't you think it's time that naughty, naughty Blondie and partially paralytic Pertwee returned?
Yes, you could be right. Pertwee?
Hello. Hello, Mr. Phillips. How's snogging French style going on?
It's just gone. We return to the ship immediately and sail at once, or Makepeace will beat us in the test. Monsieur Mayor.
Ah, bonne chance.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm afraid we must be leaving.
My dears, imagine you're both here just the same. Merci. I will come with you to the town hall steps, and as I wave you goodbye, I will also salute your emblem flying from our spire.
May I request a small favor?
Ah, oui, certainement.
Could we have 5 minutes start? Ludicrous. Do you realize you've practically started an international situation? There were pictures of your emblem hanging from that spire on the front page of every national newspaper.
We were only obeying your signal, sir.
Well, you tell that to Mrs. Povey. She recognized them.
Say, I'm not surprised, sir. She probably recognized them from the shell holes through the left leg.
They utterly destroyed the elastic.
Povey, sir, I fail to see how we're to blame.
We obeyed your instructions to the letter.
Well, in any case, I did not say that you could lurk behind our privet in order to beat my girl wife Ramona's reach me down.
Well, they were the newest, so we used our initiative.
Exactly. The shops were shut, so we went to the only place we knew where they'd be hanging about, sir.
Yeah, quite. I've got your signal here, sir. Hmm?
Quote, from Captain Povey to C.O. Troutbridge. Today fly worn pants in air. From Town Hall Spire, then return home.
You stupid idiots! The signal I sent read, convey my warm thanks to Mayor and to all higher, then return home!
Okay.
Bang, nothing, sir. We win!
We beat Makepeace by 10 minutes!
You've got nothing of the sort to the square five. Makepeace wins!
Oh, Stanley! Why didn't I accept that fiver from Nunkley? I'd have been quids in.
Then let that be.
There is no such thing as easy money.
No. One must always live one's life within the letter of the law. And you... What on earth?
Excuse me, sir. Detective Constable Crawford from Portsmouth CID would like a word with you, sir.
Me? You are Captain Povey. I have that honor.
It is my duty to warn you that charges have been laid against you and your wife, who is now in custody.
Going to be the Count and Countess of Monte Cristo all over again. Don't you worry, Captain Povey, sir. We'll send you food parcels.
As I was saying, on the night of the 21st, you and your wife did discharge elephant guns, thereby disturbing the peace, causing a right hullabaloo and half a wall to fall down.
But this is ridiculous. In any case, it was my wall.
Very likely, sir. Now, if you'd like to accompany me to the station to assist us in our inquiries...
This way, Commander Murray, sir. As law-abiding citizens, this is no place for us, sir. It's 7:30 on a Friday night, sir, as is our habit, sir. We're required by the padre for him singing and a quick chant about.
No, come back. It's all a mistake. No, really, Constable, what are you doing? Take those handcuffs off me at once. You hear me?
Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray and John Pertwee have been taking the initiative in the Navy Lark written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was a sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the CO, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, leading Stephen Goldstein was Taylor Evans, and the mayor of Cali was played by Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.